6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Good morning, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We have another wonderful show in store for you with a dear, dear friend who I always enjoy bringing on my show. So of course, first, let's get started with my blog post from a couple of years ago. And this is actually kind of a different one for me. It's a topic I don't talk about in my blog much. The title of this blog post is, Travel Opens Us Up to a Whole New Perspective of Life. We all enjoy comfort. There is something about the familiar that is pleasing to us. This is why our home feels so good to us. It is the place we have spent the most time. We are most familiar with it. Every little corner and nook is someplace we have been. There is nothing new or surprising about our environment. Yet there is a trap in getting too comfortable with it. We can be lulled into a state of stagnation. Without new outside stimuli, we get into a rut and become bored. Our creativity atrophies. The ability to solve new problems diminish. This is why traveling to a new place is so important. It brings us to new and unfamiliar places. And being in a new environment stimulates our brain to make new connections, to be open to new ways of doing things. Surrounded by new sights, sounds, peoples, and panoramas, the real purpose of travel is not just to rest and relax. It is to bring us to a novel state of being in which we are enticed to grow and evolve. Change is not easy for most of us. We naturally resist it because of our past. So putting ourselves into an environment that forces us to think and act differently is best done when it is something pleasant, like taking a vacation or just going for a day trip outside our hometown. Exploring the world enriches us in so many ways. It shows us the beauty of the world, as well as the ways in which we are all the same. This vast tapestry of life brings so much color and variation to our day-to-day lives, keeping us from being complacently fixed in a small mindset. When we explore the world around us, we open up to whole new ways of being. And that keeps us young and vital, no matter what our age. Travel serves us in so many ways, beyond being a break from our normal activities. It enriches our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls. So perhaps next time we are stuck with a challenge, what we really need is to go somewhere else and see life from a whole new perspective. When was the last time you traveled someplace you have never been before? So it's so interesting. I wrote this a couple of years ago after my wife and I had done some traveling, but it's kind of funny that it came up this week. And again, I'm not cherry picking these. So I just read them in order because just this past weekend, my wife and I decided to take a last minute trip. And we went down to a place we had never been to before. We went down to Savannah, Georgia. And it was lovely. It was a very walkable town. You know, we only spent, 2-3 days there. It wasn't long, but it was just nice to get out of New York City for a change, to try someplace different, to change the environment. And we actually ended up doing a lot of walking, And that's what we tend to do when we go explore a new place. We're not the kind of people to sit in a car and drive around for hours. We'll walk for hours. And I think that was one of the reasons we like Savannah so much, because it's one of the earliest planned cities in the United States, and it's very much laid out in a grid. So you can actually walk quite far. And it was nice. I must have done like 7-8 miles every day. So it was good exercise, and just the trees with the Spanish moss hanging down, and it just had a certain charm to it. But at the time I wrote this blog post, I'm trying to think if that was – no, I don't think it was – I don't think I'd gone to Peru just yet. But a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, my wife and I did a lot of travel. We actually – at the time, we were both working very virtually, so we had spent 3 months on the West Coast, and we house sat for people in the San Diego area, in the Bay, San Francisco Bay Area, and Berkeley, and then we were up in Vancouver for a month, a month in each place, and it was just so wonderful to actually like live and stay in a place for a month, to really get a feel for it and go to the local restaurants and the supermarkets and everything. And it just created a very different way of being for us. And it's interesting now, because now my wife is seeing some clients in person. We're doing some more group work here in person. So we actually probably couldn't do the same thing today that we did then. So I'm so grateful that we actually took the opportunity and did it. And it was just nice to just be different, just to have a different day-to-day life. And I mean, over these 3 months, we were working the whole time. I mean, maybe we took Fridays off and had long weekends, but we pretty much were working the whole time because we were both working virtually. So there's no reason not to. And it's sort of, when we came back and we were talking about the trip and we were talking about what happened and what we experienced, we also, kind of reflected back over the years. And there were some years like we didn't take a break you know, vacation for 2-3 years sometimes. And usually we did it every year, sometimes twice a year. Lately, we do it a little more frequently. I think just the stress and working from home and not being around people as much, we just feel the need to get away more than we used to. But it was also quite interesting because in looking back at certain like major changes or breakthroughs over the years we've been together, a lot of them happened right after we came back from a vacation. Like we were waiting for something to happen and things seemed to be stuck and the energy wasn't moving. Nothing was happening. We left, we took a break, we took a vacation and we come back and there's a letter in the mail saying you're approved or a letter like, and all of a sudden things start moving afterwards. And so just that idea of like, sometimes we just need to get out of our familiar places, get out of our familiar surroundings and just be someplace else just helps to move the energy internally, externally, and it just helps to shift things in life around us. It may not always make sense. It may not always feel right. Again, you want to do this in a very mindful way. But it's just something that I've noticed over the years, which is where this blog post came from. So this is my invitation to all of you for this week. Think about just the times when you've left and traveled and what happened during the trip or afterwards. And did it help in some way? Did it shift things for you in your own life in some way? And, you know, we're getting close to summer, so there might be a little more travel. I know travel, they say, might be getting more expensive. I mean, it's been getting more expensive. So I know it might not be as easy, but there's always ways to find a way to take a trip. It doesn't have to be a big fancy trip. It could just be a weekend outing. So that's the blog post. It's entitled Travel Opens Us to a Whole New Perspective of Life. And of course, you can always find my blog posts at my personally branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com, or at the talk radio website at talkradio.nyc. All right. And now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show fellow radio show host, founder, CEO, and author, Lori Seymour. Lori is the host of Wisdom Talk Radio. She's an executive mentor, an international trainer, a speaker, and a fellow certified master trainer. Because we're two of the few people that actually went through that certified master training program. She is also the founder and CEO of the Baca Institute and the author of the hopefully soon to be published Unconditional Remembrance, Your Connection to Source. She has dedicated her life to showing people how to reliably connect with our energetic creative intelligence. Some people call it source, dissolving old patterns of difficulty, struggle, and self-sabotage so we can reclaim the full use of our creative intelligence. Over 25 years ago, Lori was honored to receive the stewardship of a special energetic technology, Turiya Touch, and Turiya meditation that activates your inner connection with source, raising your vibration and giving you the ability to create through your connection with the infinite quantum field of potential. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Lori.
Oh, Sam, I'm so happy to be with you because we've created other things and I love when I'm creating with you.
Oh, so absolutely. Yes, I know. With the, I think the last thing we did together was that. What did we call it?
It was so memorable. We've forgotten the title, yeah. But I do remember the essence of it.
Yes,
was memorable.
The dissolving the ego and, oh man. I can't believe I can't remember the name of it. I know, it was so good and we enjoyed it.
It was really good. And I loved working with you. And that's the bottom line.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. For those who are been my loyal listeners for many years know that we had Lori on the show. I can't even remember. When was it? 3, 4, 5 years ago?
Actually, I think it was around that training or the deep dive that we were offering.
Right.
And so we were talking about that.
Yeah. Wonderful. So for those people who maybe haven't heard that show or not as familiar with you, let's just give the audience a little bit of a background. I mean, you've been in this world of energetic healing for many, many years. Is this something that kind of came naturally to you? Is this something that, you know, had sort of been in your life when you were younger? Or is this something that happened later in life that something, you know, happened and this you made this shift into this crazy world?
In a way, it's all of the above. I always knew that the thing that captured me the most was around people's potential, and that that knowing that there was something more to us than I could tap into. But I knew there was something that was there, almost like a memory of something. And that took me into the field of psychology. So my first work was as a psychotherapist. That was my training. I was teaching that. And so, you know, that took me as far as it could go. And then it was like, I know there's more. I know there's more. And I kept looking, I kept searching. And to not make this too long of a story, that took me into deepening the whole connection with myself in other dimensions and studying metaphysics, and then meeting a teacher who was the who brought through the Taraya Touch and Taraya Meditation, and that work opened me up to a whole different part of myself and what's possible for us in living in that connection with Source.
And how did you happen to meet that teacher? Was it like you saw they were offering a class and you signed up, or someone connected you to it? Like, how did you get connected to that person?
I had been trained in Reiki, and so I was on this Reiki mailing list and got something in the mail that was very kind of strange to me, and yet there was something that I didn't throw it away. But I couldn't go. She was coming to town. I was living in Portland, Oregon. She was coming to town to do something an evening. And I had clients. Well, my clients canceled. I talked a friend into going with me. We made a deal. And we went. And all I can say is that my life changed that night. Now, I didn't know it. And there was more to unfold from that. There was an upcoming class that weekend that both my dear friend Jane and my husband at that time, Sid, we all went together. And I got to experience myself in ways that I knew that it was tapping into that moreness within me that I hadn't been able to get to for all the research, all the training. I had been working with music. I had been working with consciousness, and this was different.
Beautiful, beautiful. And how long ago was that?
That was in 1987.
87. Wow. That's hard to believe.
So I'm both dating myself and saying, yeah, this is not a one-shot deal.
Yeah, it's not like an overnight thing. This is not like something that just happened yesterday. This is serious stuff. All right, I found it. It was a workshop we called Lighten Your Grip. It was a non-attachment class.
How to surrender to what is and not have expectation or agendas. Yes.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Okay.
Thanks for looking.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I knew where to find it, so it didn't take me too long. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take our first break. When we come back, let's talk about, you know, like how you transitioned, like how you became, you know, how you created the Baca Institute, how this kind of became a full-time thing. And then we'll bring people up to date in terms of what's happening now, what are you doing now, and we'll get to your upcoming book. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc, all over social media and all your favorite podcasting apps. And we will be right back with our guest, Lori Seymour, in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with the founder and CEO of the Baca Institute and my dear, dear friend, Lori Seymour. So Lori, you connected with this woman who created this technology or methodology called Tereya Touch and Tereya Meditation many, many years ago. When did it turn into from something you were just doing on the side to something that you were doing full time?
Let me say first that the Tereya work did not come for another 10 years.
Oh.
There were a group of us doing our own inner research that she was working with regularly. And we worked for about 25 years doing our own inner research.
Oh, wow.
And so I was a psychotherapist, left that pretty quickly right around that time because I was seeing that, for me at least, in the work that I was doing, and I was pretty far out there, I mean, on the edge of things. My degree was in humanistic psychology. I was teaching transpersonal psychology. And there was still something beyond that for me. And it wasn't like, oh, I have to leave all of this and go into this. Because I brought all of that with me. Mm-hmm. But I started working in different ways with people and still doing my own study, my own inner research. How were these new activations within me? How were these new frequencies changing how I lived life? I got pregnant. I had been trying to get pregnant for a long time. My daughter was born in 1990. That was a big deal. That was a big deal. And we talk about, and you talk a lot in your way you talk about your show around co-creation.
Mm-hmm.
Co-creation, that's the essence for me of co-creation,
yeah.
Is giving birth, creating.
The ultimate co-creation, being. Yes.
Right. So that was a piece that changed. I actually went into some completely new, different kind of work. I became a solutions engineer for a number of years.
Oh.
Life moved me on. I left my husband. I, you know, there were a lot of things that changed. And I wanted to have some different experiences. You talked about travel.
Mm-hmm. It
gives you different experiences. I wanted some different experiences. And boy, did I get them. And in 2008, my teacher passed. And beyond being quite impacted, devastated is probably not the right word, but I didn't know who I was or where I was going or what was up and what was down for a bit.
I know that that feeling of when the cosmic rug gets pulled out from under your feet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so even though I still kept doing I was still teaching Tereya Touch in different places around the world. I was doing Tereya meditation and holding sessions and practices. And it wasn't till 2010 that I started having this feeling of, I know this, this work needs to come out in a bigger way. Yeah. I'm feeling moved. I had to leave eventually the job that I was had taken on as doing the solution engineering work, mm-hmm. and bring out what became the Baca Institute, because there was the energy was really pushing. It was like, nope, you have to do this. This is yours to do. Mm-hmm. And over the years since then, I mean, that has evolved, transformed, taking quantum leaps. Mm-hmm. And what I see is that when we're really truly being in service, and when we're really doing that co-creative experience, having that co-creative experience, we have to be so rooted in our own connection, because that's how we start to know, oh, what is it that inner guidance is there? What is it that I'm to do? Oh, is it this way or is it that way? And not just for that initial, hey, I'm inspired by this new idea, which is great, but then how do I make that real? How do I manifest that? How do I bring that into being? Mm. How do I tap into that abundance, which is the nature of the universe, which is the nature of life? But if I'm holding back, if I'm not letting that, you know, source energy move through me and show me what to do and bring to me the opportunities that I can say yes to, then I, you know, it's not happening. So, you know, the years have been spent in refining that, in calibrating to the new frequencies that come in regularly, doing a lot of writing, a lot of teaching, and the book came through originally a couple of years ago. You know, at least the heart of it did. And then I set it aside because, you know, there was a lot of work creating different classes and doing, I was doing a fair bit of traveling. I was having new experiences. I went to live in Bordeaux for 3 months, living
You lived in Bordeaux for 3 months. That I
did. And I'm a lifelong French learner. I guess I could now call myself a French speaker, and I am, but it was, you know, having that language, the immersion in the language was so amazing to me for showing me more about who I am, a different frequency.
Right, right. I'm curious. First, a question, the Baca Institute, where did the name come from? Where does Baca come from?
Oh, good question. So the Baca Grande is a place in southern Colorado. It's high desert, 9,000 feet. It was originally a land grant, and then two people took it on, Hannah and Mara Strong, and they started inviting all of these people from different spiritual traditions from around the world to come and build there. And people did. I mean, every spiritual community you could think of is there.
Oh, wow.
And Dawn found out about it. She was invited to come. And she drove down from Vancouver, where she was living, with her car filled with things, bought a townhouse kind of almost overnight. And that's where we met for about 25 years.
Oh, wow.
It was one of the places anyway that we met.
Is it still there? Is it still?
The townhouse has been sold.
The community is the
well, it was never a, it was never, we never built a community as such that was open to the public or anything like that. It was just where we gathered, and we would rent other townhouses for the, you know, whoever we needed to have be there. But the Baca Grande is very much there. It's just outside of Crestone, which you may know or may have heard of. Crestone is, it's got its own reputation. And it's a beautiful part of the world. And it sits on the largest underground lake in North America, which has a bed of crystal on the bottom of it.
Oh, interesting.
It's a very powerful place. A lot of people can't tolerate being there. It's where I started learning discernment. We would drive around the property because it's a huge, huge, huge property. And Dawn would say, let's get out here. She was just following the inner voice. And we'd say, how does your body feel? And we'd start to be able to identify things in our own body based on where we were in the land. And it was a wonderful exercise in learning discernment for using your own feeling body to know when something's for you, when it's not, when it's true, when it's not, when it's a place that you need or a situation that you need to say no to. And those were some of the early lessons driving around the Bocca Grande.
Oh, wow. Wow. When was the last time you were at the Bocca Grande?
Actually, it was just a couple years ago that was separate from all of this because it's also a dark sky community. And I wanted to go and experience that and, you know, just rented an Airbnb and it was wonderful to be there.
Oh, cool. I have to visit this place next time I'm in Colorado.
You do. Maybe we can go to get down together.
Yeah, that would be
great.
Let's
do that because it's really a special, special place. Oh, and so when I started this, the new entity, I wanted to acknowledge the years that this group of people had spent together dedicated to this kind of inner research. Because we were, you know, teachers, scientists, business people, government people, I mean, all walks of life, artists who came together in this way for our own transformation and our own unfoldment.
Right. Very cool. Very cool. Okay, great. So it's time for us to take our next break. When we come back, let's talk about this book.
Okay.
Unconditional Remembrance. What's it all about? What was the inspiration for it? And what do you hope people get from it? Okay. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Lori Seymour, founder and CEO of the Bocca Institute. And we will be right back in just a moment.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
At www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So, Laura, you had mentioned before that the inspiration for the book kind of came a couple of years ago and you put it aside for a while. Where did that inspiration come from, or what was it that kind of said, I think it's time for me to write a book?
It really wasn't quite that, although in a little bit it was. I actually got invited to take a class around writing your book. And it was an intensive weekend that was the kind of the start of it. Mm-hmm. And this is what came through. It was just like, I didn't know what was there that needed to be expressed. I didn't know what was there that needed to be written or shared. Mm-hmm. And this was the start of what came through. And it was the bulk of it. But besides the amount of edits, it was like that was really a start, because I've changed so much since then. And the work has changed, and the way in which I'm now inspired to share has changed. Originally it was called The Original Blessing, because I saw it as this is what we come into the world with. And I still see it that way. We come in as an expression of source, an expression of the universe. We hold within us everything that is part of the universe. And as that microcosm, we can remember and move from that, act from that, live from that, or forget. And life being what it is, it pulls on us. You know, all the external things, it pulls on us. And for me, I wasn't born into a family where people remembered.
Yes.
I remembered enough that it was like something doesn't mesh here. Something doesn't line up. And I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I made myself, in a sense, I made myself wrong. Like, that's not true. Okay, this is what is. But the big thing was the experience of unconditional love. And that's what we come into the world with. We are that. We come from that. We are that.
Mm-hmm.
I had in my father the representation of that. He was the most tuned into that and gave me that. He died when I was 6, just before I was 7.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
And that was one of those defining moments where, that's gone. And my mother, bless her heart, was so stressed. She had 4 kids. She had lost her husband. We didn't have any savings. She didn't have any savings. It was a really, really rocky time.
Yeah.
And so what I learned was struggle. You know, what do the Jews do? They struggle. So tying that back into the book, what was starting to come through in that original writing was that showed me the way. That helped me to build a bridge between the forgetting and the remembering. Mm. And it was my first, a big experience of initiation with Dawn, my teacher, where I experienced that in such a profound and in every cell of my body way, with no space for doubt, no space for anything else but the experience, that I then had a touch point. I then had a memory point that I could always go back to if life started pulling me away from it. Oh, wait, that doubt, that's not true. That feels so not good in my body. It doesn't feel like that experience of unconditional love. Go ahead.
How did that experience of unconditional love, though, serve you in like your day-to-day life? Like, how did it make life better for you?
It really changed everything. And the biggest thing was in that experience of self-doubt. So I'd go to start to do something. You know, some of the old voices might come in, or the old thoughts of, oh, well, no, not for you, not you, you can't do this. But I tune into how my body felt with those thoughts, and I'd feel the constriction, and I'd feel that this kind of tightness and this almost sick to my stomach kind of feeling. And I'd say, well, that's so different from that other experience.
Right.
And that other experience had taken root in me to such a degree that I could then use it to kind of mark, oh, well, wait a minute. No, you're not true. And so eventually those self-doubt kinds of thoughts, feelings, senses, they really started going. And mostly they're not around anymore. And it also taught me discernment, like this, my inner guidance was coming in clear, and I learned how to trust my own inner guidance and how to receive it and how to know when it was voice of the personality. Here you are again.
So how do you convey this experience in a book? I mean, it's one thing
that
to like
a good question.
Experience. It's another thing to be able to put it into words and
right.
put it in a way which people can understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, so I tell some stories. I tell some stories, you know, in my own life about how this is. Mm-hmm. And I try and show people.
I think your audio cut out for a second. Might be a loose wire or something. I'm seeing your lips moving, but I'm not hearing you. Okay, let me just try this.
How about now?
Okay, now I hear you. Might be an internet issue.
Yeah. Okay, so how you do it is, how you share it in the book is both talking about those experiences, which is always about rather than the direct experience. And it's also teaching the kind of the fundamentals of how we live life to support that, how to receive, how to surrender. What does surrender really mean? What does receiving mean? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Introducing people to the feeling body and how to tune into that. And I talk about that in terms of co-creation and how we can do business in different ways, how we can create a new program, a new offering, bring a new idea into reality, consistently tuning into our own inner guidance and what that feels like and what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, the methodology, the Turiya touch and the Turiya meditation, I mean, that's kind of like an energy transmission, right?
It is. It is. And that's a piece of my work. I mean, it's the heart, right. It's the foundation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have so many other pieces that have connected to that. So I don't even call it a methodology as much as a way of life. But in the Turiya meditation, it is the transmission. So I'm working with higher consciousness energy symbols during the time of.
Oh, lost you again.
I'm back. Are you?
Yep, I'm here. We lost you there for a minute. And your video froze as well. Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't we take our next break early and give us a minute or two to see if we can work out Lori's technology. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Our guest this hour is Lori Seymour, the founder of the Baca Institute and author of the upcoming book, Unconditional Remembrance, Your Connection to Source. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. Okay, I think we got Lori back, right?
I never left, but I understand.
Yeah, so, you know, the challenges of doing a live show when technology doesn't want to cooperate too well, you know, the internet.
Sometimes the energy is just too high, Sam.
Yeah, exactly, especially between the two of us. So you were telling us kind of about the book and sort of the process. What do you hope people get from this book?
It really is an invitation to remember where you came from and who you really are. And so more than anything, I want people to remember that truth so that they, instead of being mired in self-doubt, instead of being mired in confusion, let me know that there's more and let me go for that. And the book, I know, because there's also, there's different transmissions that are in the book itself. And I work with higher consciousness energy symbols. I do that in the Turiya meditation when we're working, when I'm there live online with people. I'm working with everybody, each person who is there, and also the people that aren't there with those higher consciousness energy symbols. When I'm doing Turiya touch, that's live. That's you know, that's a more easily understandable way of, oh yes, I'm working with energy and transmissions, and it's coming through my hands, but it's also coming through the symbols that I'm using. And in the book, if people are willing to read it in a way where they are present, they'll feel it. They'll feel that love. They'll feel that opening. They'll feel that way of coming into themselves in a new way. It's like traveling, you know.
Yeah.
Take it as a way to go into a new place.
Yeah.
But it's a new place within yourself.
So you said something very interesting. You said if people can be present enough, they can sort of feel this and feel it. I'm curious, what do you think people need to do to be prepared to be present? Because in today's society, people are not that present in general.
That's a great, great, great question. Have a sense of focus when you're reading. You know, one of my advanced readers said, oh, you know, this is not a book to read just like cover to cover, sit down and read it. I'm keeping it on the side of my bed and I'm reading a little bit at a time. And most of the chapters are short. Some of them are longer, but so it's an easy thing to do. But I would recommend that, and I actually put this into a note to the reader in the very beginning. Take a breath, take a few breaths and settle into yourself. Feel yourself kind of resting in your own center, in the center of your being, in your heart center. And then read it. And instead of trying to maybe figure it out, because if you're doing that, you're kind of there and we're trying to use your mental capacities, which we all do. I have very well-developed mental capacities. But drop into that part of you that is still connected with the mental, but that can tap into the moreness. And then read and see how it's landing in you. See how it feels. Because there might be something that starts to bubble up that you go, wait a minute, what's that? What's this feeling? What's this sensation? And that's a very different way to read than if we're reading for information.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's really learning to feel into what you're reading as opposed to cognitively think into what you're reading, right?
Yes, I mean, exactly.
A lot of what you said through the interview is very body focused. It's what are you feeling in your body? And in general, I find most people tend to be so much more mind focused because the mind is safe in a way. A lot of people don't feel safe to be in the body. But when we access the body, when we access our nervous system, there's actually a lot of rich information there that we can do something with.
Yeah. And if we do what I call receive it, in other words, you can be curious about it. Don't judge it. And don't think there's something wrong. So if you feel something bubbling within you, maybe it's a new idea. You know, maybe it's a different way of seeing something or a new way of thinking. Maybe it, and though they're not feeling body words, but they usually have a bodily sensation that accompanies them. And I'm even talking about going beyond emotion too, because emotion can be really that mental old pattern kind of way of being. So this is even going, okay, I'm not saying don't have a feeling, don't have an emotion, but be willing to be curious even beyond that. Because all of this work for me has been because I was trained by my life to be a bridge builder in this way and also to be a pioneer. These are two of my quantum connection archetypes. To be a pioneer in bringing these things forward so that people can remember. I've just started doing these salons of life in people's living rooms. In Paris, it was in a hospital room.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you. I was assuming, like, before the pandemic, a lot of this work you did was in person, and then during the pandemic, like everyone else, you went virtual, like most of us. But I'm just curious about the difference between someone working with you, you reaching people in person versus virtually.
Yeah. Well, the meditation, I still do virtually. And I started that way before the pandemic because it was a way to reach people that weren't just in my local community.
Right.
And right now, and the Tray Touch classes are always live. Those initiations are live. So that I travel or people come here. But these new living room salons, or salons of life are done in people's homes so that they can invite people in. And it's a building of community. And I've just started inviting people then into a Patreon group. So if you've done that, come and be here, and we'll do that regularly. We'll meet once a month. But these living room experiences are so that people can have a direct experience of the energy and a direct experience of remembering and share with other people.
And so why do you call your upcoming book Unconditional Remembrance? An interesting combination of words.
As we can remember, as we're willing to remember without conditions, well, I'll do it for this part of my life and not that part of my life. It's okay if I'm at a spiritual retreat, but not in my relationship with my partner or my kids or in my business. But if we're willing to realize that no matter what, source is there, present and available, because it's part of us. We don't need an intercessor. We don't need somebody to intervene for us and say, we'll talk to God for you and then tell you what God said.
Yeah. Right. As was the old ways.
And the current ways in so many situations.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm curious. So you have the book coming out and you have this quantum connection process also that you do. It sounds like from the way you're talking about the work that you do, that's constantly evolving, constantly changing. And I'm just wondering, how do you keep up with all of that?
I don't know how to answer that, Sam. It's kind of moment to moment because there's wonderful courses that I've created. And then as I go back to, am I to do this again? I might get a date. And maybe it's, no, that's complete.
Oh.
And because I've been moved on. And so these salons are, they're kind of, they're really at my edge. Because it's both me traveling, which I both adore to do, and it's a big deal. I injured myself recently, so I had to cancel one that I've got had planned for the beginning of May up in Canada. And yet, I'm still to do this. I'm still to put dates on the calendar. And these are not, and these are not designed to be, as I said, big events. They're small. They're also not things that I'm charging a lot of money for. So all of those things are, it's like, this is me, I guess, in service. I haven't thought about it that way. It's what I'm to do. So I will do that.
And so if somebody wants to have you come and do one of these life salons for them, how would they get in touch with you? How would they learn more about it? Where did they find you? All that good stuff.
Well, there's lots to find on the BakaInstitute.com, my website. They can reach out to me there directly if there's something in particular, if they want to come to a Treya Touch training, if they want to work with me one-on-one, if they want to, as you said, set up one of these salons in their community. And so far, I'm doing those with people that I know. And of course, that makes sense. And I also know that it will go beyond that. Right. So that's the best place to reach me.
Right. Okay. And the BACA is BACA.
Thank you. It is. Yes, TheBACAInstitute.com.
Wonderful.
And I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram, yeah. But the best place to reach me directly is on the website.
Right. Right. And so, I know it's still uncertain, but do you have a sense of when your new book will come out?
So it will absolutely be in the next couple of months. Okay. The date that I was given was June 11th. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling like that might be a little, it might need to get pushed a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, the cover is done. The writing is mostly done. The mm-hmm. editing is mostly done. And there's still some pieces that are coming out, actually. Mm. Oh, you need to write more about this. Okay. So I'm hopeful, and I have the sensing that there will be that moment where the energies say, this is complete, which is how I end the meditations when I do those live online. So I do those twice a week. And at the end of the meditation time, because there's a teaching time, there's a meditation time, I say, this is complete.
Mm.
And then, you know, people can stand and stretch and then we get to share. But the book, this is complete.
Yeah, got it. Got it. So by the end of the summer, at the latest.
By the beginning of the summer.
By the beginning of the summer. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, definitely let me know when you launch it so I can get my copy.
I will indeed.
And just to let people know the if they are interested in any of your programs, most of them except for the Touch program is offered online, so they don't have to be in Colorado to work with you.
Right, right.
Wonderful.
They can come to Colorado to do a Torreya Touch training, and the easiest way actually to connect with me is through the Torreya Meditation Live online. It's a very easy way to get to experience this work and to experience being with me.
Mm, beautiful. I highly, highly, highly recommend this to all my listeners, whether you're listening live or listening to this recording, definitely check out my dear, dear friend, Laurie Seymour. We've been friends for many years and we've done lots of stuff together. You know, I don't promote people too easily. So when I say she's good, you know, she's good. So, Laurie, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you here and to work with you. So thank you for all that you do, and thank you for taking the time to come on my show.
Thank you, Sam, for having me. I'm so delighted. I appreciate you so much.
Ah, my pleasure. My pleasure. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in every week. Without you, there is no show. So if you did enjoy today's show, if you got something out of it, please share it with your friends, your colleagues, with someone who you think, you know, could use maybe a message, maybe even if it's just a little thing from the show today. And of course, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc, on all the social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Twitch, and on all the major podcasting apps, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, wherever you love to listen to podcasts, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget, later today, Frank Harrison with his show at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Frank About Health. And make sure to check out all the wonderful shows on talkradio.nyc. And we've got new shows coming up in the future. So if you haven't yet, join the tribe, go to the website, sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get notified of all the upcoming episodes. Take care, everyone. All the best. We will talk to you all next week.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be frank about health with all of you.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.